But in the Pacific Northwest, even as showers ease, flooding will be a long time receding. Unfortunately, more rain's coming.
Getting out on the roadways this morning, it will be a slow go. It looks like many of you will be caught in a fog.
Above average. Look at this. 24 degrees above average in Des Moines, 26 in Minneapolis-St. Paul. It is going to be a warm one there today. 13 degrees above average around the Chicago area. Your forecast calling for rain to stay mostly toward the north, and that's where we're seeing it this morning. Upper Michigan.
Well, imagine being plucked to safety as flood waters raged. That's just what happened near Orting, Washington on Tuesday. A family of four had to be rescued when fast-moving water surrounded their van. Parts of Washington and Oregon are in disaster emergencies after days of heavy rain. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Kim Perez. Now, Nick, rain is easing in the region, but that doesn't mean an end to the threat to people, does it?
No, unfortunately not, Kim. Rivers still going to be above flood stage in many cases for a while longer, and more lives and property are at risk. In Tillamook County, Washington, for example, water stands 20 inches deep in some businesses. Residents are calling it the worst flooding to hit since 1996. Some locals say this year the water's even higher. And so we're going to continue to see problems existing here around much of Oregon and Washington for some time to come. As an onshore flow continues, we'll see more clouds, but a rainfall too. And we may be near record levels here. As far as the rain is concerned in Seattle, we've already seen over 8 inches of rainfall, the record in 1998 in November, 11 and a half inches. And so we've got a lot left in November here to go. And we may very well see more. Just getting closer to that record. And more rain coming into the picture today. It's going to be, as we mentioned, showers off and on, and then tapering off as we get into tonight and into tomorrow. So looking better here for the next 24, 36 hours as far as the heavy rain concerns. But flooding will still be a problem as rivers remain high and many are still at major flood levels. The Skagit River near Concrete, for example. The Snoqualmie near Carnation also seeing major flooding.